Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, tonight we're going to talk about what are WordPress salt keys and how to change them. And as I said yesterday, you may be wondering what salt keys are. WordPress uses something called salt keys to protect your passwords. With these keys, the passwords are kept safe so attackers can't use them, even if they gain access to your data. Make sense?
Yeah, and I'm going to just define from our friends over at iThemes, what is a WordPress salt? And a WordPress salt is a random string of data that hashes the WordPress security keys of the wp-config.php file. And so if you open your wp-config file, you'll see authentication keys and salts with 7 security keys. And so it's just kind of the hashing mechanism that keeps them secure.
Yeah, and Tim brought up the wp-config.php file. That's actually where you're going to change these salt keys, the second part of our podcast here. You're going to want to do this. So standard, you know, WordPress, you install it, new website, go in, you should change these salt keys. Go in manually, open up your code editor in cPanel if you're doing that. If you're using FTP, download the wp-config.php file, and you'll see below your password, server name, and you know, not too far down, you're going to see your salt keys, and you're going to want to replace those. And Tim's going to tell you where to find the salt keys to put in there.
Yeah, the salt keys are actually found. There's a WordPress.org page. Let me see if I can remember how to get to it.
I've got it linked right there, Tim. It's api.wordpress.org. Oh,
there it is. Yeah. I'm trying to find it, and it's right in front of me. Yeah, api.wordpress.org/security key. And you could Google WordPress security key salt generator, and you'll find it. Or you can get the link in our show notes here for episode 229. But essentially, it will randomly generate those salt keys for you. It's also worth noting that different security plugins, such as iTheme Security Pro, I'm pretty sure the WordFence plugins, they'll do a couple things as it relates to salt keys. First thing is iTheme Security Pro in particular is it'll remind you every 30 days to update your salt keys. And then additionally is it'll let you do it from within the plugin, so you don't have to go to the WordPress.org API page that we just read to you. And so the benefit of changing your salt keys is it's an added security measure. And so, you know, people say update your password, you know, every once in a while, change it. Updating your salt keys is kind of that extra mile, going above and beyond to really lock down your site. Do you need to do it every 30 days if your website is just an online brochure? Probably not. If you have an e-commerce site and your website is generating money and you need that thing locked down like Fort Knox, then yes, you should probably be taking extra security measures such as updating your salt keys, you know, every few weeks, every month.
Great points. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode for you. Top 5 places to purchase plugins and themes. And we're going to put a little different spin on the topic, so make sure you join us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.